With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold. A report of a possible gun threat at Billings Senior High School yesterday put the school on lockdown and drew a massive police response, which highlighted challenges in communication and resources. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports on the second school incident in Montana in 2 weeks that ended with no one harmed.
Soon after the lockdown started at 12:15, Billings Senior High School parents received a robocall alerting them to a possible weapon on the campus. Some parents parked outside the school to wait, like Tasha Whitebloom, who said her teenage children had been texting her.
They're in their classrooms and they're safe. They haven't heard or any gunshots or anything, so they're safe. Just concerned.
The lockdown lasted for more than an hour Tuesday and ended with two juveniles and their two airsoft pistols in police custody. Airsoft pistols can look like guns, but their plastic projectiles are rarely fatal. And while it was a false alarm, the initial report put the school district, police, and families on high alert. One worried mother, Katrina Lowry, waited across the street with a handful of other parents texting their kids.
From where I'm from, this is not a joke. It's not a game. Every time you get a call for a lockdown, it's serious. So,
Lowry and the other moms were checking their phones, and any information, even incorrect information, spreads quickly when parents are scared.
There's an AK-47 in there.
No.
There's a what?
With an AK-47.
Inside the school?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
She just got that from her daughter.
Really?
There was no AK-47 and never was, but these parents easily imagined the worst case scenario. As they waited for news, police were 2 miles away over the railroad tracks on Billings' south side. That's where law enforcement eventually located the two suspects. At a press conference later in the day, Billings Police Chief Rich St. John could not confirm if the two suspects were ever headed to or were inside the high school, which is what a school resource officer originally reported that initiated the school lockdown.
That got officers headed that direction pretty quickly. Shortly thereafter, there was information that those individuals were in fact in Pioneer Park, which diverted our resources over there.
He said following that, police officers returned to the school when a staff member claimed to see a male juvenile with what he believed to be a handgun. Law enforcement at one point detained a young man who matched the description of one of the suspects, but he was later released. Eventually, police received information that led them to the south side of Billings. St. John said he believed two senior high school students were driving to one of the students' homes. He said one of the suspects was in touch with his mom, which helped BPD track them down. According to St. John, they apprehended the two young men in a car on Monroe Street. St. John said communication between teachers, school administration, and officers was good, and 30-some local, state, and federal officers searched the school twice. Billings Public Schools Superintendent Greg Upham, for his part, said he was in contact with staff, police, parents, media, and other administrators.
The best thing right now is no one was hurt. That's absolutely the win.
The school followed a revised class schedule and a normal dismissal time after the lockdown ended at 2 p.m. Upham said the school called in counselors in case students and staff needed support.
We'll learn from it. I'm sure we'll learn that there are communication pieces that went very well and some that may not have. As far as the training goes, we'll do a full debrief with the police department and our entire district. And communication is the challenge with this, and so we'll work to grow from that.
St. John agreed communication can be a challenge. He said police were operating off their main radio channel, which ties it up for other calls.
If you were listening to your scanner between then and now, you would have heard call after call after call after call going out. Those are all calls that were being held. So essentially, we had no or very few officers left to take care of the rest of the issues with the city. Now, the afternoon shift was called in early.
He said overall, the different agencies coordinated and communicated well, which showed him that training is paying off. He also said that BPD would hold a debrief to pinpoint areas of improvement. The status of the two suspects is so far unclear. St. John said he did not know if they would be charged or if they even did anything illegal, and it may be left up to the school administration. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.